Topic 2.9 is to describe how enzyme concentrations can affect the rates of reactions and how this can be investigated practically by measuring the initial rate of reaction. Enzymes rely on an active site and a turnover number. Each enzyme can only process one substrate molecule at a time. So the enzyme concentration in small quantities is actually something that limits the rate of the reaction. You've carried out an experiment on gelatin. We've looked at gelatin, which is a protein, and protease. So we used, I believe we used pepsin in this case. And we looked at different concentrations of the protease enzyme. So you made up your own solutions. 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5 percent, or possibly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%. And you allowed the gelatin and pepsin to mix. You had a buffer, the pH 2.3 or 2.8, so that it maintained the correct pH for activity. And then you timed how long it took for the gelatin to pass through a funnel. Now, you had pretty rubbish results, but effectively what you should have seen was that as the concentration of the enzyme increases, the viscosity of the gelatin solution decreases. This is as the protein itself is being broken down into amino acids. You didn't really get that, but you should have done. And this shows that as you increase the number of enzyme molecules, so the rate of the reaction increases. And this is quite important because this is one of the ways that the body controls how quickly reactions take place in the body. Now, there are other things that can affect the activity of an enzyme. You could compare the uncatalyzed rate with the catalyzed rate, but this is a bit fast for you here. Enzymes are affected by temperature. If you increase the rate of reaction in that manner, you should be looking at increasing the temperature by 10 degrees Celsius to get a doubling of the rate of reaction. This is the temperature coefficient Q10. Enzymes have an optimum temperature. So up to the optimum temperature, the rate of reaction increases as you increase the temperature. They're directly proportional, or possibly even geometrically proportional. Above the optimum temperature, the enzyme starts to lose its catalytic abilities. So the active site shape changes as the tertiary structure is being broken down through excessive vibration of the molecules. If the active site changes shape, then even though the temperature continues to rise, which should increase the number of collisions, the enzymes are not available to catalyse the reaction. So the rate tails off as you increase the temperature above the optimum. Optimum temperature is not always 40 degrees Celsius. There are some bacteria with enzymes with optimum temperatures of 85. So don't assume that 40 is optimum in all cases. pH can affect the formation of hydrogen bonds and sulfur bridges in proteins and the orientation of polar and nonpolar R groups. So it affects the shape of the active sites. If you change pH from the optimum, that's a reversible reaction. So if you restore the enzyme to its optimum pH, then the active site will be restored, whereas temperature is a non-reversible issue. So enzymes are all globular proteins and they only change the rate of the reaction. Looking at what else you can consider with enzymes, you need to measure the initial rate of the reaction, because as the time progresses, the amount of substrate changes. Okay, and when the concentration of substrate changes, the rate will start to decrease. So you want to get that initial rate of the reaction, and that's really difficult to do with the majority of experiments you're going to do in college.